Okay, this is Will Forfang's hotel prank call. Is room 203 occupied?
Are you trying to reach a guest?
Yeah.
What's the name?
I'm not sure. Yes, 203.
Hi.
Hi, this is Dane from the front desk.
Yes.
It seems that your video has been maxed out.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's the virtual movie viewer.
Uh-huh.
It seems you maxed out the bill.
Yeah, we've not had anything to bill.
Well, I have a list that's almost a page long of movies from last night.
Last night? What time is
it? I'm not sure. I don't have a clock right now.
What is why you call me in the middle of the night?
Because this is, before we send the bill in to corporate.
Well, don't send it in because it's not our bill.
That's why we're calling. We want to make sure everything's right. Because this is, there was a movie rented. And within 7 minutes, another movie. And I don't even know how.
Well, that's not possible, then, is it?
It is. If you just didn't watch the whole first movie.
Well,
we have a long list here.
What do you want me to do? Come look at it?
I can read some of the things.
There's no reason to read anything to.
I mean, some of them contain expletives that I'd rather not say.
Well, let me assure you that we had dinner last night. We came back in. We watched a little bit of TV.
Exactly.
Okay, so
you watched some TV.
Pardon?
You said it yourself.
Yeah, I watched TV.
And that's probably the time that you ordered these movies.
Hello?
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 I can't hear you.
This is Dane from the front desk.
What time is it, Andrew?
Dane.
Dane, I cannot hear you, sir.
I'm speaking as loud as I can.
Okay.
You have maxed out your virtual movie viewer bill. And before we send the bill to you, we want to just... I want to just check with you to make sure everything's correct on the bill.
It isn't correct. It's wrong. I've not used it at all.
Are you telling me that you did not rent, let's see here. This movie that was rented was Hot Young Titties with Itty Bitty Titties?
I can assure you I didn't.
Well, it says right here, sir.
I can't help
you. Well, come down to the desk and maybe we can...
Listen, Esther. It is 1 o'clock in the morning.
I realize that.
I'm not coming down to the desk to do anything.
So then we'll just send this bill in?
You will not send that bill in. I will see you at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, with the bill?
I don't know what the bill is.
It's almost a page long of movies.
Sorry?
It's almost a page long of cinematic adventures.
Well, how do you suppose I could do that since I just checked in this evening?
I don't know.
Well, is something wrong with the machine?
Machines don't make errors, sir.
Oh, come on.
Our machines do not.
Give me a break.
Sir, would you like to come down to the desk and see?
At 1 o'clock in the morning?
We're open all hours.
I'm asleep, son.
I'm sorry.
You are sorry. Tell me again your name.
Dane.
T-A-N-E?
D-A-N-E, yes, Dane.
And what's your last name, Dane?
Cook.
How long have you been working here?
I've been working here quite a while, sir. If you could just come down to the front desk, we'll have this worked out. You could just sign a little waiver, we'll do it right up. Sometimes it happens.
I'm coming down there, and you don't know how irritated I am.
I'm very sorry, sir. The hotel is apologizing. I didn't speak to the hotel when I...